Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with the issue of race in this country that we've been dealing with and the reckoning from George Floyd. In this context, President Donald Trump rejecting a proposal to rename military bases named after Confederate generals. We're also seeing statues come down, including Jefferson Davis in Virginia. Your thoughts on some of these symbols of American history?
Well, first of all, they ought to come down. We had a great Civil War, and that legacy from the Civil War has been with us ever since. What you are seeing now is the result of Abraham Lincoln's death. If he had stayed alive, things would have been different, but he wasn't and didn't, and that's why he was killed, I'm sure. Nevertheless, this is a terrible time for us, and we know it. I was in New Orleans when some statues were coming down with pretty big crowds cheering them on. And I think that needs to happen. The president of the United States, of course, has his own southern strategy. Nixon had a southern strategy, so does he. He wants those southern states, and he thinks he's going to get them and keep them by doing what he's doing right now, which is playing to the racist part of this country. I'm not going to change the names of people who were on the wrong side of that Civil War and whose names should have been stripped off of these bases years ago. But he knows that whatever he's got, that 38% base or whatever, they'll stick with him, he thinks, if he just continues to put out basically racist tropes, and that's what he's doing.
Is it the strategy that's going to work? We see the internal numbers now for President Trump fading a bit.
Well, look, you know, when he came on, I think that there was an expectation that this guy was capable of doing different things. There was a ho-hum aspect of politics. So here we go again. Same thing. You know, we will try something different. Who was what happened? Now, did he win? No. Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes. I can't say it enough times. In the United States of America, where we talk about the peaceful transference of power, we have had a corruptive election. But thanks to the Electoral College and some techniques, that's what happened. Trump got, if you want to say elected, you can. I find myself choking on those words because elected is not what he got. In any case, his numbers are going down because all those people who thought they were going to get something different got something different, all right, but it wasn't what they expected. And so you got the followers of Trump, the regulars, the people who are going to come next time. He puts them all in a big room to cheer him at a time when he knows perfectly well that there will be infections as a result of all of that. They're going up like crazy in the United States right now, David, and we see it all over the place. We see that when people get together in large groups, there are going to be infections, and we'll be right back where we started, despite the good work of Governor Cuomo and others to put a stop to this. So the political implications are fierce. I don't think, as long as the country's economy is in the shape it's in, as long as the numbers keep going up for infections, this is going to be on him. And I suspect we're going to see more of what we're already seeing, which is Trump viewed as an anathema. Now, whether or not they're able to steal elections, we don't know. We saw Georgia. We've seen other places in which, you know, it's obviously that the black and brown vote is being repressed. And they're going to continue to do that because it's the only way that they can win. In other words, they'll win by cheating.
How about this story? Justice Department reversal in Flynn cases called gross abuse of power. A former federal judge said that the attorney general gave special treatment to a presidential ally, undermining public confidence in the rule of law. Of course, Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI in December 2017, but later backtracked.
No, he lied, and he said he lied, and he confessed, and he was sentenced. You know, David, this is one of the most dangerous things. I mentioned just a few seconds ago the idea of repressing voters from going to the polls. That is so antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, I can't even really tell you. Then on top of that, you know, you get this playing around with the courts. You appoint your judges. When you said a former federal judge, yeah, well, that's the problem. Former is one thing. Here and now is another. One would hope that the rule of law will be maintained in this country. But it looks to me like there are some real deviations from that, and this is one good example of it. One thing I should add, David, to all of this is Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, of course, is in some trouble in his own state of Kentucky where they have elected Democrats. Got a Democratic governor. It's possible that he will lose this election. Right now, he's 1 point behind. Of course, we see Bernie Sanders and AOC basically backing a more leftist candidate while he's losing in the polling. That's sure to make some divisions. One can only smack themselves up the side of their heads and say, what are you doing?
Finally, Alan, President Donald Trump, this from CNN, President Donald Trump's campaign is demanding CNN retract and apologize for a recent poll that showed him well behind presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The demand coming in the form of a cease and desist letter to CNN President Jeff Zucker that contained numerous incorrect and misleading claims was immediately rejected by the network. We stand by our poll, they said.
The other thing that we're learning about the president is he has spelling problems. But of course he's doing that because the idea is to counter information, basic scientifically gained information that he is losing. And what he wants to do is to run something up the flagpole which says, we are not, and we're going to sue. Well, this is right out of the Trump playbook. He has a long history of doing this kind of thing. It won't go anywhere, but it is exactly the kind of thing that a bully does when he has vast legal resources at his disposal compared to the rest of us.
And by the way, I'll just add, the poll found he's losing by 14 points to the vice president, 55-41%.
Well, that's huge. And what's more important is that what they call David is Big Mo going the wrong way for Trump. So in other words, if it were static, that's one thing. But what's happening is it continues to go up, his bad numbers. And that, of course, is what's driving him, well, even more nuts.